Welcome. Beautiful. Welcome to another powerful money meditation and Q&A. We are actually here with Sia as well. Hey, Sia, what's up? How are you?
Hey, I'm good.
Beautiful.
How are you?
You ready for our meditation today? Yeah?
Yes.
Beautiful. Did you get a chance to get to check the feedback I gave you for the content for the posts?
Yeah, I just finished watching it right now. Just had time to jump on here. Thank you.
Beautiful. You're very welcome. For those of you who don't know, Sia is actually a Warrior Shaman Plus member, and she was asking for feedback for her posts on her coaching. And maybe we can have a bit of a conversation around that towards the end. We'll see, or whatever is relevant to you, Sia. If you guys want to join us in the live meditations and also in the Q&A that precede them, check out the link in the description. It's the link to learn more about our Warrior Shaman Plus community. Now, that being said, let us dive into our meditation and we'll see Sia at the end. Beautiful. So find a comfortable place to relax, to sit back, maybe your favorite chair, the couch, your bed. Set the intention that this meditation will open the door not to just more money, but to more joy, more freedom, more gratitude, more love in your life. Breathe in. Breathe out. Now allow yourself to notice all tension in your body. Notice where that tension is inside or outside your body. And now allow that tension, that heaviness, that weight to sink through your body and into the ground. Breathe out. And let it go. And allow yourself to relax. Allow yourself to receive. Allow yourself to be the highest version, the most powerful version of you right now. And notice that this version of you is made up of joy, love, and gratitude. Notice that this version of you sees life as a game. This version of you is afraid of nothing. Because if this is just a game, then you can level up. You can restart. And you can learn. There is nothing to lose. And you have only to gain from this physical experience. Notice how good that feels in your body. And notice how, from this perspective, all of your worries, all of the stress, all of the doubt, all of the fear around making money, around achieving your goals, around being who you know you are. Notice how, from these perspectives, all of this baggage, all of this limitation simply does not make sense. If life is a game, there's no reason to be afraid. There's no reason to stress. There's no reason to be heavy. So allow yourself to play. Allow yourself to experiment. Allow yourself to be who you are. Because you need nothing to choose a state of joy, of love, of gratitude. You are allowed to be happy and free with or without your goals. And notice from your past that every time you allowed yourself the state of freedom, things just happened for you. You didn't have to work hard. They just came to you. This is true freedom. The freedom to be in a state of grace right now, regardless of what happens. Breathe in the certainty and breathe out power and knowing what you're truly made of. And when you're ready, open your eyes. How are you feeling?
Yeah, good. It's just hitting something that I'm dealing with right now.
Yes. Do you feel comfortable sharing?
Yes, sure. I'm in the process of leaving my partner, and the worry is how to earn enough to get by.
I see. Just a reminder, I realized that I didn't really mention this. We are streaming live on all platforms right now. Do you feel comfortable talking about this here, or would you like to have a beautiful? So first of all, I commend you for your courage and your openness. Not everybody has this ability to be so open and so vulnerable. Now, truth is, regardless of the circumstance, leaving your partner, needing to pay the bills, or whatever new event shows up in your life, you need some money, you need some cash, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, what I can say, or actually, let me ask you, what do you think needs to be different so that you can effortlessly create cash?
I need to definitely be better at making content, because I don't enjoy that at all. It's difficult for me, and I just spent most of my energy creating content, and it's not fun. But that's what is going to draw people in, which is what I want.
Right.
So, yeah.
What is it specifically about making content that you don't enjoy?
It's like, it feels like, you know, in school when you have to make an assessment or assignment.
Yeah.
I have to just like, okay, let's do this, and I'm going to write a post, and I have, you know, I mentioned the six steps.
Right.
I have to find out about that, and it's just, it's not easy. I don't know why.
Okay. Did you have subjects in school that you really enjoyed?
No.
Okay.
Was good.
Say again?
Like we had a class where we were like making creative things. That was fun.
Like what? Like drawing or sculpting? What was that?
I think it was just like all different things. Or building a chair or...
What made that class fun compared to, I don't know, geography? I hated geography, for example. I would rather get shot in the foot than hear that teacher talk. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not my interest. I don't feel it's something that I need in my life. It's not fun. It's like, it's nothing for me.
Yeah. You don't see the purpose of it in your life, right?
No.
And what made that creative class so fun for you, so unique?
I'm creative, and it's fun to, you know, paint and just be creative.
Okay. Now, do you like to draw?
Yeah.
What makes drawing fun for you?
It's difficult to explain. I don't know. It's just, it feels good.
Hey, Thomas, welcome as well to our conversation. Beautiful. We're just going to be taking care of Sia for now, but in the meantime, think of a question that might be relevant for you. Something that might be fun to explore. Okay. Can you hear me properly? Thomas? Okay. Perfect. Perfect. Okay. I'll mute you for now, but think of something you'd like to explore as well. By the way, Thomas is also in our Warrior Shaman Plus community. So excited to have him here for the first time. Beautiful. So what makes drawing fun for you?
It's it's a good question. Maybe it's like creating. You know, you start and then you just see the thing happening, and then at the end you have this like picture.
Beautiful. So maybe something that's not fun, because like the feedback that I gave you for your post for the content is that it was lacking structure. Right. So let me ask you this. Let's say I start drawing a painting, right? So I start sketching it out first, like the trees, the character, right? I make it in pencil first, right? But then when I start painting it, I just go over the lines and I just go like with this, this color here and this other color here and this other color like over everywhere. Yes, there are abstract paintings, but it's kind of like that chaos still has a level of structure, a level of order Yes. So, can you be an effective painter without structure, without the lines?
That's my challenge.
But, right, can you be a great painter? Like, let's say, try drawing something and then just, like, whatever, you know, whatever it is. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Would that be a very good painting?
No.
No. But when you're painting, are you like, when you're sketching it out and drawing the lines, are you like, ah, fuck, you know, I want to make this painting without any idea or structure or whatever. I just want to use color and just splash it everywhere. Do you paint like that?
No.
Mm-hmm. Do you see what I mean? Maybe the reason why you are struggling with the content is because maybe you're feeling restricted in some sense. Is that true?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So what's making you feel restricted?
I don't like I'm all in for freedom.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a big fan of structures in general.
Right.
And now when I'm not having the income, it's putting mm-hmm. limits to my freedom.
Exactly.
Which I don't like, and I have a lot of mm-hmm. because of that as well.
Mm-hmm. So maybe there's a bit of emotional baggage from your past that you need to explore and redefine a bit. Maybe you had some experience, like for me, school was a pain in the ass. It was a lot. I can resonate with that because I fought with structure tremendously most of my life. And Yelena saying in the comments, she can resonate with struggling with the content. But it took me years. I was sharing with Yelena the same thing. It took me years to use a fucking to-do list. You know what I mean? But that's only because I didn't understand the yin and the yang of things, meaning there is no freedom without some restriction. There is no freedom without structure, without systems. It's impossible. It's impossible. And when you realize that the structure actually is the thing that gives you freedom, that's when you start using it. Because right now you're defining it as something you have to do, something you're forced to do, to box yourself into something you're not. But here's the paradox, here's the truth. When you follow, like, because that's just one way, right? The sixth step, attention, grab the attention of the right person, define the problem, talk about what they tried, didn't work, present your revolutionary system, way, what they need to do differently, and then call to action. But here's the thing, once you understand these six steps, that gives you the freedom of what the fuck do I post? It takes away that challenge of what the fuck do I do to make a post? And then within those steps, you have an infinity of options to choose how you grab people's attention, how you talk about their problems, the story you share about the problems that you're dealing with, how you've found a solution, or how what you're suggesting, what you're doing that's different. There's an infinity of ways to present it, and then you create a piece of artwork. If you like, you can look at those six steps as six different colors that you're painting with. Is this making sense?
Yeah, what you're saying with the structure is actually one of my big lessons right now, which also why I'm doing the donation and everything. But when I'm actually, so I love systems. Like, I'm a little bit Virgo in this. So I have a lot of systems. I love that. But so what do you think it is when I'm like, I sit down and I'm like, okay, let's do it. I have everything structured and, you know, systems, but my mind just blanks when I'm like, I look at the six steps. I'm like, yeah, but I don't know how to explain this problem.
Use AI because it will solve this blank idea for you. And then you can just paint on the post and make it your own. Start playing around with it. Just to give you the structure, just to give you the idea. And at the same time, it's also a matter of feeling deserving and being 100% confident that you will reach your goals. Because think of it this way. If you are 100% confident that you do deserve your goals and deserve to be who you say you want to be, then you will be like, okay, what do I have to do? I have to learn marketing. Amazing. Let me learn marketing. Because if I learn marketing, then I'm going to be so much closer to the thing that I know that I deserve. But that's the thing. You don't believe you deserve it yet. Because otherwise, none of these obstacles, quote unquote, would turn into excuses. And you would just be the person who learns what she needs to learn and get whatever the fuck she needs to get done. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Start believing you deserve it. Because if you learn how to work with people at such a deep level and create such a deep transformation, you can fucking learn a few things about marketing too.
Okay.
What's coming through for you?
I do feel I deserve it, but I'm also open to maybe I don't feel it. Because obviously I have this block because I'm like, okay, I need to learn marketing. I'm doing this for my purpose. Mm-hmm. But then the block is like creating sentences. So obviously something is there. Because it's like, it can't be that hard to learn marketing. It's marketing, of course, you know?
We'll circle back, but... I want to hear Thomas and talk to him as well a bit. But if you want to learn what's happening in somebody's conscious mind, you look at what they're saying. If you want to know what's happening in their subconscious mind, you look at what they're doing.
Yeah, it's true.
So maybe start to sell yourself on deserving the thing, and you sell yourself by taking action, especially because it's uncomfortable. We'll circle back. Thomas, what's up? I think you're muted or not. Yes. Let me see.
It's amazing what the tour you're talking about. Like, I definitely do. Like, what you really going there with the building of the system and going through that piece, like where you are, I very much understand. I very much have been there. And I think you're having an amazing conversation. He's seeing some really good thing there on when you've got that belief in yourself at that point. Sometimes we forget about that. And that goes there. And I'm going to be honest with you. He's only told me that about 4 times in the times I've talked to him. And you've talked to him a lot more than I have.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Thank you, Thomas, for, bringing a sense of comfort to this conversation and balancing my bitch slapping with a lot of grace. So beautiful. So what can we discuss for you? What would make this conversation super valuable for you?
What might we say is something we should consider if we have a setter that we seriously feel like we have given them every single thing they could possibly need, but they continue to not have the movement that we have with our own work, but then again, we're paying them so that we can be doing less of that work and more of the work that we want to be doing.
Yeah, great point. The biggest problem with every leader is that they get so attached to, number one, because we spoke about systems. If you don't have a system in place to easily replace someone, And this might sound harsh, but this is a reality, because you're not doing anyone a favor by keeping them in the team. If they're not performing, they're not becoming better, they're not producing a result, you're not happy, they're not happy, so on and so forth, right? But when you don't have a system to easily replace someone and quickly train them to do the job, you're literally slave to your team, right? But before we dive into that, when you say that they're not, the results are not there, are you saying in terms of sales calls created or in terms of them actually showing up and doing the work?
Sales calls created.
I see. And basically, if you do the thing with the same words, you create sales calls, right?
Exactly. And what I keep getting told by other people when I do this is it's because of the energy that I bring to it.
Right. Exactly. Well, that's kind of something you can't really replicate for the moment in that, because I noticed that, I'm noticing it with my setter as well, right? There is such a thing as what's being said between the lines and kind of the energy that the person is bringing, right? So if you do the work and then you create sales calls with your clients and your setter doesn't, it's either because they don't believe in what they're selling, which is really the number one thing. They're not sold on what they're selling, right? It's not just the words at the end of the day.
Yeah, that's an interesting point. I mean, that was something that I was thinking of, which is maybe what I should do is record a video, which won't take me long. That is, that video, if they get someone that's considering booking this first free complimentary coaching session with me, so they can get an idea of what it's like to work with me, if you know what I mean. Like a short video where I've got some of the grains, the big pieces in it, the value. And then if my setter has that as available to me, like, you know, I know you're thinking about booking this thing with Thomas, I know you're doing it here. Here's a video so you can see what it's like working with him. Something along those lines. Even though they already have two videos they've been showing them. That is me.
Okay. So they're sending the video, right? It's not really working. Do you think you would need to do that video differently, or what do you think needs to change?
The video that I've done, those two that have already been completed, are videos like really on, you know, my footprint, my coaching program, how it is that I put that together, which really is what builds the trust, right? But what I feel that a lot of these people are getting when they're not booking these things, or the setter just doesn't believe it, like you said, is they're not seeing the value of starting with me yet. They're not seeing it.
Mm-hmm. It might be so. Okay. But when you're doing and you're creating calls, are you sharing that video, or what are you doing differently compared to the setter?
I'm just a different person. I bring the energy to it. I bring the point of what it is will be like to go with that piece there. But I'm honestly just getting tired of so many months doing just as much, if not maybe more outreaches every single day that I'm paying the setter to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You literally have two choices. Either you create a way where you take as much of the external energy out of the system and you fill it up with your own as much as possible, either by literally having people copy and paste or sending more of your videos, sending people to a mailing list where you can, they can actually receive multiple communications from you, from your energy, right? And kind of removing the external, I don't know what this is, I just want to copy and paste, I don't want to think about it, and just removing that as much as possible. Or the second would be hiring somebody who 100% knows what they're selling, believes in what they're selling, loves the coaching that you're providing, and they would be maybe just as excited, if not even more excited than you. The second is a bit more challenging, But in the community, I actually have a system that I shared with you guys, where you can actually attract people like that, people that are 100% sold on the vision of the company, what's the difference you're trying to make, people who have the same values as you. So this is what I was talking about in the beginning. Once you have the system set up and you know you can attract people like that, and one of your team members is not performing, you can be honest and say, hey, you know what, this is not working. But what you also need to have in place is the system you can delegate then when the new person is there. So getting super clear on what's working and having recorded trainings on what's working, even recording yourself. Here's an idea, right? Record yourself when you're doing the outreach and it is working, and talk about why it's working, like what you're doing differently, why you're replying in a certain way to people, right? And why you're not doing other aspects. And the more you have these trainings, like for different situations, like you're gonna have like 5, 7, 10 different situations where a person says this, you record yourself, here's what I would say in this situation, right? And once you attract the person who is 100% sold, you can actually start doing this right now and start giving it to your setter, right? But once you have that perfect alignment with the person who is 100% sold on what you're doing, and you give them those resources, they will perform. Is this making sense?
Definitely. And it's exactly where I'm at, because I literally look at this as I can do what you're saying here, which I don't have a problem with. Record that piece, have that piece there, and give that to them. And then, you know, literally calendar it. If they don't perform better within 1 week, then that's where that decision is when I give them this. Or I can go the other route of literally saying, what else is it that, you know, you need from me for training? I'm giving you all this material, and you literally told me that you liked. This is about a week and a half back. You liked about a week and a half back when I restructured and changed the content of my website. And you said people are already commenting on that. They're already saying that it's, you know, much more clear to them on, you know, where it is that I'm here, what it is I've done, you know, that I've been an athlete for a length of time and all of that. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's really where I'm at. So I like what you're saying. I like your piece there, but like, I think you can understand where I am. I'm like kind of flip-flopping between both of those.
You have to think more like a business owner, right? Is it making me money? Yes or no? No. Can I delegate it? Can I, is it making money? Is it making me happy? If the answer to that is no, it's like, can I delete it? If it's not making you money, number one. Number two, if it's not making you happy, what's the point of holding on to it? Why? Just so, you know. You know what I mean? So it's like, can I improve it? Yes or no? Okay, let me try. Is it taking too long to improve? Maybe I should delete it at the end of the day, right? Don't get attached to a person, a method, or an employee. Do your best to improve it. But after, you know, you've done everything and it's still not, they're still not performing. I had a setter too, you know, and when I did the math, I was losing money with the setter. And I said, you know what, I currently have a full commission-based setter, right? And the other one I was paying a salary to, but I was literally losing money. Right. And this setter, he went through my training. And he's like, oh my God, you know, this is literally changing my life. Right. What I'm saying is, like, when I did the math, I instantly let the setter go. And I said, dude, if you want to hang around, you get a commission. If not, no problem. Right. He just chose to go. I said, great, no problem. Right.
You know, that's kind of where I'm at, because he has literally, I have done enough training with him where he's like, I think you have an amazing thing. I would want more people to see this. And I said, mm-hmm. I've given you the script. I've written that. I've given you videos. I've given you pictures. You've got to do your job.
It's less like if he's doing the work, he's putting in the hours, but he's not getting the results, and you are, right? If you spend, how many hours a day is he spending on creating calls for you?
I ask him that question every week, and I do check-ins with him every day, and he always tells me 2 to 4 hours every day.
Okay, what does that mean? Is it 2 or 4 hours?
Exactly. I have had that conversation with him, and then he's like, okay, so on Monday, I did it for this. Like, he keeps doing that, and it's right. Driving me insane. I want an exact answer when I ask a question.
Then why not respect your standards? I mean, it's not his fault. It's yours.
To be fair, to give him that kind of space, that's a good point.
You can use Top Tracker to see exactly how many hours he's putting in. He needs to enable that. And it also takes screenshots of the screen when he's working, right? But all of the suffering you're going through as a leader is because you don't have clear standards. Can I tell you a story?
Go for it.
Cool. Yosip was actually one of my first clients. He was the first client ever that I had who had a team. His team was dog shit. His team was like him and three of his friends, basically. One out of the three was actually doing their job, and the other two were like slacking off, always late with their deadlines, right? And the reason why he wasn't willing initially to raise his standards was because he valued him as friends, right? But when I made it clear that he's not doing them a favor by holding them back in this position where they're not performing and they could be working another job where they would be a perfect fit and they would actually love it and, it's better for everyone, he slowly started raising his confidence. He started raising his standards. And of course, those two team members just found a reason to leave. Right? And he was heartbroken. Just stopped reaching out to new clients, stopped making sales. And he was like, oh man, I don't know what I'm going to do and stuff like that. And I said, look, here's your real challenge. The problem isn't that you don't know how to sell. You do. You've sold many, many times. Problem is that you know you're going to sell and make money, but then you're going to have to hire a team again to take care of these clients. And you think the same thing is going to happen. Right. And he's like, yeah, you're exactly on point. Right. And I asked him, are you the same business owner you were 3 months ago? And he's like, no. So if you're a different business owner, how can the same exact thing happen again? And that's where like, oh my God, you're right. He went from closing his average deal like $3,000 to closing an $18,000 contract. That same week.
That's amazing.
So, in a nutshell, it's about raising your standards.
I totally understand what you're saying. Basically, though, I'm thinking about fixing this piece that's, in the house. I'm thinking about fixing this piece right here to get this house to go further. What you're saying, which is a good point for me to remember, is as being a business owner, as being a leader of this thing that's going there, even though you might fix that piece, what's to say that that piece always stays the same and never goes forward because of what you're doing with that piece, with what it is you're leaving there? So definitely consider your standard.
And also ask yourself, who's building the fucking house?
Exactly.
My parents, when they were building their house, they left for a week because that was like the custom in the 90s in Romania. You had to be there whenever somebody was doing something, otherwise they would fuck everything up, right? And of course that happened, right? We left for a week for vacation, for summer. When we went back, a wall was literally like diagonal. You know what I mean? Oof. And they were all yes. Fucking drunk. Yes.
Oh, wow.
My father was like, what the... just fired all of them.
Mm-hmm.
And he found a new team, right? So you have to ask yourself, who's building the house?
I got it. Yeah. And it's not that I'm not giving them the material, but because I'm giving so much space that I have to take, I have to address that. I got to put a standard. I get that.
You don't produce champions with low standards.
Definitely don't.
So,
all right. Well, you've definitely given me thoughts on that. I'm going to go back to that. I appreciate, you know, talking with you about that and sort of seeing this. And thank you. Like, I know what I need to do here.
Beautiful. Well done. And here's to your standards. Cheers. Beautiful. Thank you for joining us, Thomas. Enjoy the rest of your week. And guys, thank you for tuning in. If you want an experience like this, check the link in the description. And have a beautiful week as well. Bye-bye.